Okay, so we're going to be looking at or presenting a very brief summary of our barriers as well as suggestions for improving retention in the WIC program. Ms. Porter and I do not have any personal financial relationships to disclose. The New York study is funded by the USDA, so the contents of this presentation does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the USDA, nor does it mean that it's endorsed by the U.S. government. Both projects required a lot of human resources, and so we would like to thank our colleagues listed on this slide for their expertise, which has greatly benefited the projects. This is an overview of our talk for this morning, and to save time, I'll just show it. Okay, so how many people in this room are familiar with the WIC program? Great. Okay, so you all know that WIC is the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. So I'll skip that overview. WIC recipients are often referred to as WIC as participants. So throughout this presentation, you'll hear us talk about WIC participants or clients, but you'll also hear us talk about focus group participants because we're sharing results from our focus groups that we did. You'll also hear us talk about agencies or clinics. These are sites where nutrition, education, and food vouchers are distributed to participants by registered dietitians and nutritionists. And you also hear us talk about vendors, and these are places where participants go to redeem their vouchers for WIC allowable foods. These include your typical grocery stores, corner stores, pharmacies, etc. So the WIC program was established in the early 1970s to address malnourishment in low-income children. But in recent years, the WIC program has made some enhancements following the Institute of Medicine's recommendations. Specifically, in 2009, the WIC program rolled out the revised food package, which has increased whole grains, more fruits and vegetable options, and mandated low-fat dairy for children over the age of one. WIC clinics are now required to provide counsel participants on healthy lifestyle messages, such as increase in physical activity and reducing outdoor reducing TV viewing for children. And they've also increased their resources and support for breastfeeding. This has all been in an effort to target the public health issue of childhood obesity, as you know, research shows that early onset of overweight and obesity can track into early childhood and subsequently into adulthood. WIC has quite a public health reach. The program is available in all 50 states, as well as through the Indian tribal organizations in several U.S. territories. At the national level, WIC serves approximately 8.9 million participants per month. How many people here are from California? Two, great. So California currently has the highest average monthly caseload at 1.5 million participants per month, and that's followed by Texas at 1 million. New York has the third largest caseload with 525,000 participants per month. And the majority of our caseload is located in the New York City metropolitan region, circled in red. Illinois has the seventh largest caseload. They serve approximately 290 participants per month, and 50% of their caseload is in the Chicago Cook County area, which is also circled in red. So 50% of all live births in the United States enroll in the WIC program. That's quite a public health reach. But we know that at the national level, 45% of infants who are either eligible for WIC do not enroll or they terminate participation prior to their first birthday. In New York, we know that 36% of enrolled infants will discontinue participation by the age of one. And we're not able to tell what proportion of that 36% discontinue because of becoming ineligible due to increases in income. But because the program has such a large reach and plays such an important role during early development stages of life, it's important that we keep eligible participants enrolled in the program. So that brings us to the focus of today's talk, which is what are the barriers to staying in WIC, and what are some suggestions for improving retention? This slide shows the methods we use to answer our questions. New York and Illinois use slightly different data collection methods. New York conducted focus groups only with WIC staff, WIC managers, and with vendors. Illinois also conducted focus groups as well with WIC staff and with current WIC caregivers, but they also conducted online surveys with WIC staff, managers, and Head Start staff. And they also included interviews with staff, managers, vendors, Head Start staff, and both current and former WIC caregivers. New York had a total of 284 participants in our focus group, whereas Illinois had 235 participants through all three different data collection methods. So to analyze the New York focus group, we used inductive theme analysis, and this consists of identifying themes after comparing and contrasting each focus group. This slide shows the most common barriers brought up by the type of focus group participants. For example, WIC managers frequently discussed community as an impact, community factors such as changing economy and changing demographic circumstances as having an impact on their retention rates. Staff tend to brought up more hands-on barriers, such as difficulty contacting participants due to frequent changes in participants' contact information. And vendors tended to blame WIC agencies. No surprise there, right? Vendors tended to complain that participants aren't properly trained by the agencies on how to use their WIC vouchers to find the WIC foods in the stores. We also looked for similarities among the three different focus group participants. The two most commonly reported barriers by all three focus group participants were that participants encountered negative shopping experiences and that participants perceived the value of WIC to be low. This slide illustrates quotes reflecting negative shopping experience, and this is often words such as frustration, being confused, being embarrassed or afraid were associated with this barrier of negative shopping experience. One WIC staff said that participants often choose items intending to use their checks, but when they get to the register, they decide to use their food stamp cards instead because they either feel embarrassed by the length of time it takes to process the paper check vouchers, or they're afraid that maybe one of the items that they've selected is not correct. And so they're afraid to get into a confrontation with the staff or to have a confrontation with another client shopping behind them. This sentiment was also echoed by a vendor who stated that when participants pick the wrong item, it causes frustration. It causes frustration for the person getting the WIC items, for the cashier, and also for the customer behind them. This slide reflects examples of the low value of WIC. One WIC manager stated that for moms to have to take time off from work and to take their child out of daycare to come to the WIC clinic is a challenge, even though agencies do offer extended hours. And this was often voiced by all three focus group participants that if WIC participants had to take time off from their work to come to the WIC, the amount of money that they lose having to take time off from work might be higher than the cash value that they're getting at WIC. They're often not considering the other benefits that they get from WIC, such as the nutrition education, which is quite an expensive value. Focus group participants also gave solutions to these two barriers. And these are presented by the target level where the action is needed. Focus group participant for solutions to improve the shopping experience at the state level. Participants requested the state to transfer from paper vouchers to electronic benefit transfer cards, and also to provide a clearer guidelines for vendors on the use of shelf tags. During our focus group, we found that this was quite a source of confusion among vendors and also among WIC staff. They weren't really sure if they were allowed to use them, what types they were allowed to use, etc. At the agency level, solutions were to improve the shopping orientation for WIC participants, as well as to provide assistance for participants in stores. So doing shopping tours with participants, or having in-office WIC foods displays were thought to be able to alleviate some of those problems of being able to identify WIC foods. At the vendor level, solutions to improve shopping experience were to improve the setup of the store, such as all vendors using the same consistent shelf tags. Having WIC-only aisles was also a suggestion, and also improving the training for cashiers. For solutions to improve the perceived value of WIC, focus group suggestions for at the state level included having a consistent statewide campaign or statewide messages. This would help to educate the public on what WIC is, the benefits, and also the benefits that WIC provide beyond the foods. And also to increase collaboration among state agencies. In New York, agencies felt that participants were not just participants, but other agencies in the community were not fully aware of what WIC does, and they also felt that collaborating would help to streamline the certification process for WIC programs. Suggestions to improve the perceived value of WIC at the agency included agencies doing more outreach with partners in the community and holding special events. Now I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Porter, who will share highlights from the Illinois study.
Thanks, Tanya. I saw the three-minute thing go up, so I'm going to try to cover this super briefly and then also conclude and talk about the impact of this important work. So like New York, we did focus groups, and we also did these in-depth interviews. And the only difference there was these were with participants face-to-face. and we interviewed those current and former participants. So we talked to the WIC participants themselves, and we found barriers at these different levels within the community, at the vendor where they get the where they redeem those foods, at the clinic, and then at the individual level with those families. I'm going to touch on maybe one of them each time just for sake of time. Within the community, they talked about transportation issues. So within our rural and urban living participants, this is a problem, just a general lack of a ride to the WIC clinic. Some participants talked about there being like 30 miles between them and the WIC clinic, and then problems with public transportation. There was a lack of awareness about WIC eligibility, not knowing that the child could even stay on until 5, not knowing they could re-enroll if they dropped from the program. At the WIC vendor, there was this theme with stigma from other customers, so holding up that line, being stigmatized, holding those paper vouchers when they were in line, having negative interactions with the cashiers. And this came from the vendor interviews and the client interviews as well. So there's frustration on both sides that I wanted to highlight. At the WIC clinic, these barriers included everything from difficulty with scheduling or rescheduling appointments, long wait times, having too much paperwork that they had to fill out every 6 months, and then just this feeling of an unwelcome clinic environment and perceiving staff as being judgmental or rude to them. Moving forward to the WIC family, the individual level barriers, the perceived value of the food package was low, as Sonia talked about that, but these participants have very hectic or busy lifestyles. They're looking for work, they're juggling multiple jobs, and then they have access to these other food benefits that the staff talked about and the clients talked about as well. This is the most frequently cited barrier to staying on WIC. So other food benefits from SNAP, for example, when participants are receiving WIC and SNAP benefits, SNAP is easier to use for them. It allows for more food choice. There's no follow-up appointments because SNAP doesn't measure outcomes like WIC does, that type of thing. These are quotes, direct quotes from our participants. So this was a quote talking about that low perceived value of the food package from one of our WIC staff nutritionists. So she's just saying that she wishes she had a poster or something that showed the amount of time that participants spend at the clinic, what monetarily they get in food dollars and nutrition, because she doesn't think that her clients make that connection. They're at the clinic for about a half an hour, and they get 3 months' worth of food. And there might be multiple children in the family to really expand that food budget. These were direct quotes from the participants themselves, the WIC clients. So this woman talked about the burden of paperwork. So she feels like if you've already done the paperwork for WIC, you have to keep doing it, doing the same thing over and over again, going to the doctor, getting that blood work done when she's already done that and she's looking for work at the time. It was very cumbersome for her. Another woman talked about the transportation barriers, getting on the bus with all the milk and her child, just it being too much. It was a huge barrier for her to stay on the program. So we talked about a lot of barriers. Once again, these solutions came from the participants themselves. So they touched on all these different levels, so at the community, where the participants shop, and also at the agency. Within the community, there was this theme of really selling that WIC experience, highlighting the beneficial outcomes of WIC through a public education campaign to address those transportation issues. People suggested having the package delivered to the participants themselves. Staff suggested reenacting these mobile clinics, having funds for mobile clinics to get those hard-to-reach participants. Head Start staff and WIC staff talked about not only linking with one another, but linking with providers in the area and really establishing that trust in the WIC program. Solutions at the grocery store included suggestions for vendor or cashier training, sensitizing them to what WIC is, how it benefits them, how to treat these clients appropriately, offering WIC grocery store tours in terms of offering participant education, switching over to the electronic benefits card we haven't switched over in Illinois, and improving that WIC labeling like Sonia talked about. Then at the agency, I'll just touch on one. They talked about targeting and tailoring messaging to the specific client, addressing their specific needs, their interests, if they've already had children in the program, adjusting the education to them if they've already heard it before. So this is just a slide talking about the between states comparison. So in orange, all these are where our barriers overlapped, and the blanks here, I just want to focus on that just because there's a blank in that state doesn't necessarily mean that barrier doesn't exist at that state level. It's just the difference between our data. So we interviewed those the clients themselves, so we did encounter a theme of poor customer service or judgment by WIC staff, whereas New York conducted those large focus groups with managers and vendors that turned up other data. So in conclusion, these are the challenges that we have to address, and I just want to summarize that these findings are very timely and they're relevant to the future of the of children's health and utilization of the WIC program. So this info can be used to increase retention in our own states, but it also has the potential for impacting child retention nationally. And you saw from that national slide that the reach of WIC is huge, and it hits 4.9 million children per month. And if we can increase that, if we can keep those kids in, that the longer the kids stay in WIC, the healthier they will be. So our challenge now is to really rebrand that WIC experience by highlighting those known positive outcomes of WIC. WIC works, we know it works, and we need to keep the kids in and empower staff to really know that they're the key to helping these healthy WIC families. Okay, sorry, over time.